This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
There is nothing like going to the Jersey Shore in the summertime. So if you're wandering along the Jersey Shore beaches and you say, hey, what did I just step on? That hurt? Yeah, it was just a syringe. Don't worry about it. Hundreds of needles are washing up on shore from Sandy Hook to Long Branch, and people are working furiously to pick them up and warn people, hey, be careful even when you go out into the water. Watch yourself walking along the beach there. Those are just syringes. So apparently, when the storm went through, and remember we saw there were, you know, hundreds of videos of the subway tunnels getting flooded and streets being flooded in New York and all along the Northeast. Yeah, well, all the sewage systems overflowed, and that just washed out all the syringes into the water. That's it, though. Remember when they were picking up syringes along the beaches a couple of years ago, and they blamed it on people that had diabetes, and they said, oh, that was just from the diabetics who flushed everything down the toilet. Uh-huh. I have actually lived with people who are diabetics or who have been diabetics, and they use syringes multiple times a day, and they never flush them down the toilet. So there's that. But they're not saying that this time. They're just saying, yeah, it came from the sewers. You know, all the junkies and everybody and those damn diabetics are throwing the syringes into the sewer system. And now there's flooding. And wouldn't you know it, it's washing up on the beach. Oh, man. Man, does it make me want to go to the Jersey Shore this summer. But if you are out there, watch where you step. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Okay, now we're getting into some news that I don't know that I like. Apparently, Coca-Cola is giving Coke Zero a makeover again! So, for those of us that are fans of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, Coke is changing it again. It said that it's tweaking the beverage in an effort to make the drink taste more like regular Coke. The product's can will also look different, all red rather than red and black. The move comes as Coca-Cola focuses its resources on its trademark products, including Coke, Coke Zero Sugar, and Diet Coke, after discontinuing some of their struggling brands. And the company hopes that the updated version of Coke Zero Sugar will attract more customers. Good luck! Because you screwed with it a few years ago, and in the beginning, it was a difficult change, but the change happened, and it was worth the change. I hope this is too, although I just don't see it. I mean, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar is pretty successful for them. I know that it's a smaller percentage of the Coke brand, so, you know, they have to tweak it a little bit. So you'll have Coke and Diet Coke. But I guess the improved recipe, according to Coca-Cola, brings its taste even closer to Coca-Cola. I don't know if that's a good thing. I mean, I liked Coca-Cola, but not really, I guess. But Coca-Cola Zero, you know, I'm a huge fan of. I'm sorry, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Now, the international markets have already been updated, and this change is coming this month. If you're listening live, it's the 14th of July, 2021. So during this month, the change is going to be happening around America. I know. So I guess here in the United States and Canada, The old and new versions are using the same ingredients, aspartame and acesulflame K, to sweeten the product. Okay. Now, I know they use different sweeteners in other markets throughout the world, but I don't know what they're changing or what they're adding to make things better for Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. But they're confident that people will love the new product. We pre-tested both the new recipe and the new look with current Coca-Cola Zero Sugar consumers and non-consumers. Well, did ya? Rafael Prandini, because I'm a huge Coca-Cola Zero drinker, and I didn't even know this was happening. So you didn't let people know. So we'll see if that's actually true. But according to Rafael Prandini, they really love it. The results the company has seen from these launches are very encouraging. Are they? I mean, Coke Zero launched in 2005, and then they tweaked it in 2017, and they rebranded it even with the name. It was Coke Zero in 2005, and then they changed it to Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. So now we're changing it again, and I don't know what they're doing, but right now, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar is like 8% of the Coca-Cola entire volume. So that's pretty good. I mean, it started off a lot smaller than that, and it didn't get the axe when Coca-Cola was going down the list to get rid of the ones of the non-performers. So anyway, be ready for that if you're a Coca-Cola Zero Sugar drinker. And it is, it's a little disheartening. I hope it works, and I hope it's just as good. But, man, sometimes it's best not to mess with things that are already working. So I was looking where it said United Airlines CEO says travel won't fully recover until 2023 as business demand lags. But this is the summertime and people are starting to travel. I was looking at the TSA numbers. We looked at them last week and they're starting to climb considerably. I mean, as of yesterday, 7/13/2021. They had 1,832,878 through the turnstile. So people are starting to go on vacation. Maybe things aren't going to get back to normal when they keep showing videos of people flying while they're duct taped to their seat. Maybe we'll get travel back to normal when they allow people to get on the planes that are wearing shorts that they claim are too short. Maybe we ought to just calm down on the power that we've given the flight attendants over the past year. But what do I know? Now, there are people going on vacation, and one of them just got back from a vacation to the...
Just went on vacation?
No, you.
I did.
Went on vacation. You just got back from the great state of Alaska.
The country of Alaska.
That's a state.
It's a country. It is more of a country than a state.
The state of Alaska.
The country of Alaska that is attached to Canada.
That's actually, well, it's part of the United States of America.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I want to rewind a little.
First of all, welcome to Chris Cruz.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
We'll discuss other things later at another time. Right now, I want to talk to you about your trip to the state of Alaska.
So I want to tie this into your last story about American Airlines being duct taped, because that's fascinating. That's amazing. I love what they did to her. I have a mask that's made by Hanes, the underwear company.
Okay.
And it's white. And with Sharpie in one side, I put, I haven't washed this since COVID started. And then on the other side.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
And on the other side, because I'm scared of the Sharpie to go away, so that's why I haven't washed it. But on the other side,
I don't know if you know this or not. This is just a side note.
Uh-huh.
You could
No, because you're done. Like that's
not
it.
Really true.
Yeah.
But.
And this is not I'm not sponsored by Hanes, and I do not have like 20 cases of them in my garage. But on the other side is the fun side that says masks are dumb. And that's the one that I like. The other one is way too many words and people can't read it. And
because you're going by too fast.
Yes. Yeah. So as I'm walking into the plane to boarding from Houston to Alaska.
Okay, so you fly direct.
I did not fly direct. I took the cheap route and
had
four layovers.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Tell me you what? Oh, my gosh.
Do you want me to tell you my stops?
Did you fly? Yes, and I want to know, did you fly Bill's Air?
No, I flew Delta.
That's kind of big time for you.
It is big time for me. I usually fly JetBlue.
But you flew in the back.
Oh, yes. I was in the butt of the plane.
Okay.
I was...
I was a little worried there for a second.
So as I'm walking in, the first aircraft that goes from Houston to Utah, we get there. Salt Lake.
Houston to Salt Lake. Okay. Yep.
And it's full of pilots. I don't know why in the world it's full of pilots.
Salt Lake or the plane?
The plane.
Okay.
The plane is like pilot, right? I'm walking, the one that says Max or Dumb. Two pilots, two Delta pilots. Ain't that right?
Thank you. Ain't that right?
I'm like, yes.
See, now that goes back to what I was just saying. We've given the flight attendants a whole bunch of power. We're going to pause in Salt Lake for a second. Now, I know for a fact, I have a relative who's a flight attendant, and I know the power that's been given to him.
Didn't he almost die?
Yeah. Hydroxychloroquine saved his life, man. Absolutely.
Didn't that person die? Sorry, I didn't want to gender him. I mean, it.
No, he almost died.
Okay.
Yeah, he almost died with
it
COVID.
Almost died?
Yes.
Okay.
Them. Almost died. And that's the person who hydroxychloroquine saved his life.
I remember you telling me about that,
I know the power that the flight attendants
have. Dude, it is so annoying.
Given. And the pilots have to kind of... The
pilots only go along with it. And the reason why I get really pissed at the pilots is because I know for a fact, Via Fisher, and if you're a pilot and you listen to this podcast and you say, no, it's not true, shut up. You take those damn masks off as soon as that door closes.
Oh, 100%.
If you don't...
They've all been vaccinated.
And if you don't take off the mask, you're an idiot.
Thank you.
You're an idiot.
That's stereo idiot.
Who is really, and you know how I know? You're not wearing a mask?
Pilots.
Because your voice sounds as clear as mine right now.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
It doesn't.
Well, maybe they're taking it down just for the announcement.
A double idiot. If you're doing that, you're a double idiot. Anyways,
so you're in
Salt Lake. I'm in Salt Lake. I loved it. It was awesome.
Salt Lake's a beautiful
town. It was awesome.
How long did you spend at their new airport?
15 minutes.
Really beautiful. Yeah, the airport's pretty, though.
Yeah,
15 minutes. Did you get off the plane?
I got off the plane and ran from B to A.
Ooh.
Yeah, because they park in the wrong area. So we had a...
Isn't that funny how that happens?
That is hilarious.
Yeah. I noticed that they do that
in some... Paging Cruz family of four.
You know, and I don't believe that that's by accident.
Absolutely not.
Because they've got those other
racist
planes overbooked. Oh,
yep.
Yeah, racist. Yeah.
It's racism.
I didn't think about it.
Yep. They made the brown man run from corridor B to corridor A. Anyways, so from Salt Lake, we go to the state of Oregon.
Okay. So you're on your way to the...
I'm almost there. Ooh, Portland. Right?
Ooh,
Portland?
Yeah.
Ooh, they are freaks, bro. You, Portland, have... You could keep
Did
the
you
phrase.
Spend any time there? Or?
We've there for 2 hours.
Oh man, that's getting to know the place.
Oh, dude, freaks left and right. There were some non-binary. There were some binary. There were some.
Whatever.
It was awesome to see. Portland, you're weird. Loved it. Then from Portland, we go to Alaska.
So that's not bad.
That's not bad. No, hey, $400 to
did
get
you have
me
to get off in Portland.
I did have to get off.
Oh,
and I had
get
to walk
off in Salt Lake and Portland.
Yeah, I had to get off in all
that's
of
tough.
Them. I had to go.
The family?
Yes. Ooh. So from that one, I had to go from B7 to A12, which is the last gate.
Yeah, but they usually have a cart at those big airports.
So
like
Salt Lake had
a
cart.
Golf cart.
Salt Lake had a cart. They took me in the tunnel because I had to take a tunnel. from quarter
to get to another hangar
to get another.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
So they had to give me
airside.
Yep. So they give me a car. The other one, it wasn't that bad because we had 2 hours. But they lost my stroller. I checked it at the gate.
Do we know where it ended up?
So I did not get it back until my way back.
Yeah.
So I went on my way back from Alaska to Houston.
Did they get it back to you before you got home?
They get so I went back and then I was like, hey, like I leave in about 2 hours. Did you guys get my red monster stroller? They're like, let me check.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We called you twice. You didn't pick up your phone. What number did you call? Because like I picked every unknown call I picked. So don't give me that. Don't
we called you, did you?
Don't give me that.
Did you?
And on the way there, it was nice and fun. You know, we spent 11 days in Alaska. 11 days to
Alaska.
The great country of Alaska. It was amazing fishing. I drank out of a glacier. I went to a mine, gold mine.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome. Yeah, I found no gold mine before.
I've been to a gold mine before. It's not that big a deal. Okay.
Then I went to the fishing town now.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but
the
I've fished before.
The fishing town of Whittier. Or Whittier. I call it Whittier.
It's Whittier, yeah. That's why they kicked you out.
Whittier.
You didn't stay long.
It's a town that you have to pay a toll road. Fine. $13. Okay. For the toll road.
These other countries, man, are starting
just
to piss
friggin'
me off.
And they want American money. Like, dude, take some Dogecoin. Like, I got plenty of that. Then I take this toll road. The problem with the toll road, Fisher, the toll road is a one-way train through a mountain. Okay?
And that's not a toll road. That's a toll track.
That's a toll track. And
you have an automobile going on this
Yes.
track?
And
confused.
It only opens, okay? So you want to go from Anchorage to Whittier.
So the tracks are in the road.
The tracks are in the road.
Yeah, okay.
If you want to go from Anchorage to Whittier,
which
you pay,
who doesn't?
Absolutely, okay? You have to wait for the top of the hour.
Okay, because that's when the trains are coming
That's
through.
When
and the bottom,
you go in.
There's no
the
train.
The bottom of the hour is
the
when you get
way.
To leave
yeah,
Whittier
the other
to
way.
Anchorage.
Yeah, the other
we
way.
Did not know that. We spent 20 minutes waiting for the stupid lane to open because it's a one-way. So not only you're fighting train, you're fighting
and the, train
the other
the
traffic.
Right of way too. I mean, I'm sure the train has the right of way.
Sure.
So whenever,
like, who's
whenever,
sending a train to Whittier?
I don't know, but if the train is coming, the train gets the right of way.
I was there for 6 hours. The train never came.
Wow.
Anyways, so we get there, and oh my goodness, it is... Every small town movie about a guy in a fishing town that finds the girl, it was
from another country.
From another country. It was beautiful. All it was missing was the beluga whales.
Were there? Did you miss
them? We missed the. We were.
The belugas come out at the quarter
hour. We were
hour?
2 weeks early from the beluga whales.
Quarter hour. They only come out at 15:45.
Yes, exactly. So we were there 2 weeks early from the beluga whales.
So they do. They are there.
They are there. They just don't migrate until the end of July, beginning of August, which is.
You want to stick around? And
like
catch the belugas?
I would love to. I did tell a fellow coworker that they came. This close to losing me to Whittier because I was there. We were ordering our fish, which is like $50 a plate because I wanted the fish off the boat.
Did you pay a toll to get there?
I paid a toll
so
to get there.
They're charging you to get there.
Yes. Oh, by the way, there's
and
no gas station.
They're dictating when you can get there and when you can leave.
Yes. And there's no gas station. So for 89
what
miles.
What the hell does the train do?
For 89 miles. You better have gas to get you there and back.
Well, I mean.
So.
Why wouldn't you?
Because it's Alaska.
I know, but there's got to be a sign in Anchorage that says, last stop.
Oh, it did say that.
No
and
gas.
By the way, Alaska. And I'm going to talk to the senator of Alaska that is running. Like, the dad left her seat at 2002 and she's been the senator of Alaska. I think it's like Macy something. Anyways, if you're going to put a sign that says last stop. How about you put it before the gas station, not after the gas station?
That's probably a good idea.
I'm just
like,
saying.
Last stop, you have, quarter mile ahead.
You know, for example, like someone that has not been there ever sees last stop for the next 89 miles after I passed the last station and I had to make a U-turn at a one-way.
That is ridiculous.
That is very ridiculous.
Right.
So that's the only complaint
most,
I have.
Most of the time here in this country, the signs are before the
you
last
know what?
Gas station or at the last gas station.
I kept telling my wife, we're in a different country. We're going to a different country. I even called all my doctors because I have appointments. I was like, hey, I'm going out of country. Do I need to do a COVID test? Like, what is going on? They're like, what country are you going? I'm like, the country of Alaska. They're like, no, you're good. I'm like, oh, okay. Cool. Okay. So that country is good and green lit. Yeah,
we have trade regulations with them. We're all
good.
We're good.
So I'll end with this story. We're camping. You
first
saw the picture.
First of all, I want to stop you for a second. You'll end when I say you're going
to. I'll end with this story. We went camping the second night. And
I saw the pictures. I mean,
I'd say this.
You on Instagram.
Canada. Follow me on Instagram at Real Chris Cruz, KRISCRUZ.
You can go back and look at the great vacation pics.
At the country of Alaska. The day we went camping was amazing. Oh, my goodness. Loved it. I love camping. It's my thing.
Oh, man.
Me and your wife could go camping all day long.
I know.
And we're outside. We're cooking. We cook hot dogs. We cook some potatoes. We cook some deer meat, some reindeer meat. Like, we're cooking. We're cooking a feast, right? Playing cornhole. I'm like, man, this is like legit. Alaska got me some energy drink. We're having fun. See the sun. I'm like, man, like, I feel like, let's go. Told my sister, I'm like, yo, let's play some cornhole. She's like, okay, play some cornhole. Wife puts the baby to sleep. I'm like, that's early. Like, what are you? Okay, sure. Put the baby to sleep. Even better. We got more fun. Let's have more fun. Let's look at bears. Bear almost comes and attacks us and kills us. We had to call the game warden. The game warden shoots it with paintballs. The bear doesn't go away. Come to find out that mama bear had 3 cubs that she's trying to protect. Because we just came in there and decided to camp. Mama Bear is like, no, I'm not camping here. So Bear comes back, try to attack us one more time.
Did you move?
We did not move. I plant my flag in this side of this country, you stupid bear. I don't move. I'm an American. Tell you to move. You don't tell me to move, you foreign bear.
I'm a human.
I was governed. I was put on top of you.
I have thumbs.
Thank you. You stupid oversized raccoon. The bear comes back again. They had to shoot it with beanbags this time because they shot it with paintballs. And Bear was like, Comes back.
Was it colored paintballs?
Oh, yeah. The bear looked like the freaking rainbow flag, bro. The bear came with
awesome.
Pride. He came with no pride, left with pride. That's
awesome.
How good he went. Then he comes back again. Well, they paintball him, well, her. They shoot away. They kind of forgot that the camp is full because it's 4th of July. So they shoot her away to the other side of the campsite where there's more population.
3 children were eaten.
The bear decides to attack a dog, rampage
awesome.
A campsite, eats the feast from another campsite. They run through the other side. They get on the pickup trucks, run to the other side, shoots her with beanbags, bring her back up on this. It was the entire day. It was a back and forth.
You would think that other countries that have experience with bears.
A country that has bears its entire life.
Right. Right.
And this is why I always say this. Third world countries do not deserve technology. Because if you can't handle a stupid bear, how can I trust you with technology? And I close with this. Like I said, I'm close with this. I'm like, man, I am not tired. My sister's passing out. I'm like, girl, what are you doing? Let's go. It's like
we're cornholing.
Like
here.
We're cornholing. Like I'm winning. Let's go, Fisher. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, and that sun was so high, it felt like it was 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
Did it ever go down? It never went down. The whole time you were there? I never saw it nighttime until the 12th of July when I landed in Houston and drove home.
Wow. Good thing, were the people safe around you in Houston when it turned dark?
I was like, what is this madness? I really wanted to call your homeboy from the Flat Earth Society to explain me that.
I know.
Because I was really confused.
So, in Whittier.
Yes.
You spent
6 hours.
$50 on a fish dinner just for you? Did you share it with the family?
I spent $150 in lunch.
Yeah, that's not bad. A little vacation lunch.
Okay, Mr. Rich.
All right, get out. Get out. I've got stuff to get to. Let's get to the break room. Thank you, Chris Cruz. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon. And hopefully it'll be about going to another country, like the great state of Alaska.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink. An old Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, looking for the new one coming very, very soon. Oh, man. I hope I'm able to say so good with the new brand. As long as we're in the break room, the other country, as long as we're speaking of other countries, we spoke of the one country, Alaska, that, you know, some people consider that it's a state in the United States, but, you know, some we found out believe it's another country. Also, Hawaii, people believe that is not part of the United States, it's another country. And if you live in that other country, Hawaii, they have a lottery that they are going to do to randomly let people, I guess homeland people, have goats for free. So apparently there's a 700 goats roaming this National Historic Park, and it's the Pahunanua Ohanaunua National Park, P-U-U-H-O-N-U-A-O-H-O-N-A-U-N-A-U National Park. And I was trying to see if I could get a way to pronounce it. So there's several ways. If you go down the list, they have give you one English version.
Pahunanua Ohanaunua National Historic Park.
Sure. And then they give you the Finnish pronunciation.
Pahunanua Ohanaunua National Historic Park.
Sure. And then the Chinese Mandarin pronunciation.
Pahunanua Ohanaunua National Historic Park.
I like that one.
Pahunanua Ohanaunua National Historic Park.
Yes, that particular place is going to go ahead and have a lottery to give these goats to the locals. You're going to get 20 to 50 goats per permit. And it's going to happen at the end of this month, July 2021. Now, the applicants must indicate how many goats they want and can't choose individual animals. So you can't say, hey, you know the two goats living at the back end of
Pahunanua Ohanaunua National Historic Park.
Yeah, that one? Yeah, I want those. No, you can't do that. And you must have a 16-foot enclosed horse trailer or equivalent to pick up the goats so they don't escape. And a permit can be refused if a trailer isn't secured. Not sure why you would have a trailer that is enclosed that could carry horses or the equivalent and not have it be secured, but that's the case. If you don't have that, then you can't get the 20 to 50 goats from the
Pahunanua Ohanaunua National Historic Park.
Remember, you can comment by emailing chewingthefat@theblaze.com. You can follow me on Twitter at JeffyJFR, Facebook and Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio. There's the whole parlor thing. There's the Getter thing that I signed up for. We'll see. I know they're in trouble already. They're saying that Getter founder was quoted as saying the authoritarian regimes are behind the attacks on the app. So they're already taking hits. We'll see if this is an app that can survive through today's world. I doubt it. And don't be emailing. I don't want to see 1,000 emails.
Oh, it was so good to hear from Chris Cruz. It was great to hear from him. When are we going to get him back?
Okay. I told you that I would tell you the story, and someday I will. But right now, just know that you're going to get bits and pieces of Chris from time to time since we're coming back into the New World Order of things. And we'll see, you know, we're going to let that, depending on, you know, the whole New World Order. Is that, I'm trying to be as general as I can. Well, depending on the entire New World Order, you will get bits and pieces of Chris Cruz here on Chewing the Fat still. Okay? All right, then. Thank you. Okay. So back off me. All right? All right, let's get to the end. Let's talk a little bit of the Emmys. We found out that the Emmys are going to take place September 19th, and it's going to be in front of a live audience, and it's the 73rd annual Emmy Awards, and it's also going to be hosted by Cedric the Entertainer. So congratulations to Cedric the Entertainer. He's now 57 years of age. He's going the first time. This may come as a surprise to you. This is the first time that he's hosted the Emmy Awards. And he said in a statement throughout the roller coaster of a year that we have all lived through, television has helped us stay connected as a society like never before. It not only entertained us, but it has helped us, as it always has. It helped open our eyes, educate us, and hopefully brought about a better understanding of who we are as a people. I cannot wait to take the stage to celebrate all the great shows and performances that made us laugh, cry, dance, and sing over the past year. That was from Cedric the Entertainer. So we have, of course, HBO and Netflix duking it out. They had, you know, totals between 130 and 129 nominations. And then Disney Plus had 71, NBC with 46. So, I mean, they're all with the streaming wars. And I know Disney Plus, along with ABC, then jumps into the front when you put those all together. So we'll see, you know, how it goes. But when you get to the outstanding lead actor in a comedy series, Anthony Anderson from Blackish, Michael Douglas from The Kominsky Method, William H. Macy from Shameless, Jason Sudeikis from Ted Lasso, and Kenan Thompson, Kenan. I mean, those are all excellent choices. Macy in Shameless was awesome. Michael Douglas in The Kominsky Method was great. I really liked The Kominsky Method, but, you know, we'll see if that gets any traction. It was nominated for quite a bit. Outstanding lead actress in a comedy series, A.D. Bryan in Shrill, Kaylee Cuoco with Flight Attendant. It was okay. You know, I have to go back and watch a little bit more of The Flight Attendant, watch it again, see if I can see if it was worth what everyone thought it was. It was fine. Allison Janney and Mom, Tracy Ellis Ross in Blackish, and Jean Smart in Hacks. Jean Smart needs to get this. She's awesome in Hacks, and she's awesome in The Mayor of Easttown with Kate Winslet. Jean Smart has been working this year, and she was awesome, and Hacks was really, really good. Outstanding variety talk series. Ugh. Conan, The Daily Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Last Week Tonight, The Late Show. Thankfully, Samantha Bee isn't on that, although I did see her name in one of the award categories, so she still got snuck in there. Outstanding lead actor in a drama series, Sterling K. Brown, This Is Us, Jonathan Majors in Lovecraft Country, Josh O'Connor in The Crown, Rachel Page in Bridgerton, Billy Porter, and Matthew Rhys in Perry Mason, who was awesome in Perry Mason. That was great. Perry Mason, I can't wait for it to come back on. That was through, what's-his-face, Junior, Robert Downey Jr., his company, he and his wife's company put that together. So, I mean, Perry Mason was great. That seems like such a long time ago. Outstanding lead actress in a drama series. Uzza Aduba in Treatment. Olivia Colman, The Crown. She's awesome. Emma Corrin in The Crown. Elizabeth Moss, The Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, you know, I mean, Elizabeth Moss will probably get it. Although, you know, we'll see. Olivia Colman is also awesome, too. Jhené Smollett for Lovecraft Country. And Rodriguez for Posse, of course. Outstanding Competition Program. No, I don't care. Competition Program. The Amazing Race. Nailed it. RuPaul's Drag Race. Top Chef. The Voice. So we'll see. Outstanding Limited Series. I May Destroy You. Mayor of Easttown. The Queen's Gambit. The Underground Railroad. WandaVision. Wow, those are all really, really good. Queen's Gambit. What a great series. That was so much fun, and I remember we talked about it. It was so disappointing that Queen's Gambit wasn't based on a real story. I love all these other shows that are based on nothing but just somebody's made-up stories. And the Queen's Gambit, I wanted it to be true, but it was really good. Really good. Outstanding Comedy Series, Blackish, Cobra Kai, Emily in Paris, The Flight Attendant, Hacks, The Kaminsky Method. I don't get The Kaminsky Method as being a comedy series, but okay, if you want to give it that, you can go ahead and give it. I mean, there's some really funny stuff in The Kaminsky Method, but there's also some serious thought and genuine structure to the life of The Kaminsky Program. Anyway, if you want to call it a comedy, fine, call it a comedy. Outstanding Drama Series, The Boys, Amazon Prime, Bridgerton Netflix, The Crown Netflix, Handmaid's Tale Hulu, Lovecraft Country HBO, The Mandalorian, Disney Plus. Boy, they would love to win that. Posse on FX, and This Is Us on NBC. Wow, there's so many other shows that should be on that list. Wow. And Handmaid's Tale, I mean, is pretty good, and so is The Crown, and so is Bridge. I mean, they're all really good. It's very tough to make a distinction over that. Outstanding Lead Actor in a Limited Series or Movie, WandaVision, Paul Bettany, Hugh Grant, The Undoing, Ewan McGregor in Halston, Lin-Manuel Miranda in Hamilton, Leslie Odom Jr. in Hamilton. Both of those were great. Hugh Grant was great in The Undoing, although I will say, I loved The Undoing up until the last episode. The ending of The Undoing blew. And I wish they would have called me and we could have done something. Anything else, almost anything else they would have done would have been better than how they ended it. I don't understand why they ended it the way they did. It would have been better if she would have pushed him off the bridge, if she would have shot him, if he would have jumped. Anyway, I know it's a spoiler, but it's been out long enough now. Go see it. Okay, just know that Chewing the Fat's review of The Undoing, awesome till the last episode. The way it ended, and actually, the last episode was fine up until the ending. I don't know why they ended it like that. They could have ended it three or four different ways that would have been better than the way they ended it. And don't look at me like that in there, like you don't know what I'm talking about. But it's true. All right, Outstanding Lead Actress in a Limited Series, I May Destroy You, Michaela Cole, Cynthia Erivo, Genesis Aretha, Elizabeth Olsen, WandaVision, Anna Taylor-Joy, The Queen's Gambit. She was great in that. Kate Winslet, Mayor of Easttown. She was great in The Mayor of Easttown, too. I hope she gets that. I hope Kate wins that, but it'll probably, I don't know. I don't want to make it. I'll make a prediction. They're probably going to give it to WandaVision because it's so extraordinary, but Anna Taylor-Joy in Queen's Gambit was awesome. She did a great job. And Kate Winslet was great in Mayor of Easttown, too. She deserves it. Those two definitely deserve it. Comedy series, Outstanding Supporting Actor. Outstanding Supporting Actress. Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama Series. Michael K. Williams, Lovecraft Country. John Lithgow, Perry Mason, who was great. Tobias Menzies in The Crown. O.T. Fabingale, Handmaid's Tale. Bradley Whitford in The Handmaid's Tale. He is always really good, except he drives me insane. Because I saw him on an episode of What's-His-Face, Bill Maher, and he was agonizing. Just agonizing. So he's another actor, actress, actor, person, performer that I have to get past their personal beliefs and watch their work and enjoy it. And it takes a little bit of doing just a little bit of doing. Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series, Julian Anderson from The Crown, Alice from Lovecraft Country, Helena Bonham Carter from The Crown, Emerald Fennell from The Crown, Madeline Brewer, The Handmaid's Tale, and Dowd from The Handmaid's Tale. And Dowd, her character on The Handmaid's Tale is awesome. She plays the evil witch female that oversees all the handmaids, and she is that role for her. What a great role, man. You could just, anytime you can be a bad person.
Oh, don't you just want to be a good person?
Yeah, no, not really. I want to be a bad person. But you can be a bad person and really get away with it. Holy cow. You want to do that. Outstanding television movie. Dolly Parton's Christmas on Square. Oslo, HBO. Robin Roberts Presents. Sylvia's Love. Uncle Frank on Amazon. These are both Amazon Prime. Okay. We're going to give it to Dolly. Maybe we get Dolly an Emmy. Is Dolly close to getting an EGOT, maybe? Dolly Parton EGOT. Does she have an EGOT? Most honored woman in country performers. List of awards and nominations for Dolly. Academy. I don't think. How many total awards has Dolly Parton won? 39. Yeah, but has she... I know she's not an EGOT winner, but she's probably pretty close. Has she won a Tony? I think she might. Nope, just nominated for a Tony Award. Wow, that stinks. So she for sure she's got a Grammy. Let's get her an Emmy, and then we've got to get her a Tony. And an Oscar. Has she got an Academy Award, an Oscar? Did she get one for 9 to 5? No, but she won an Academy Award in 1970 with Porter Wagoner. Wow. So she's got an Oscar. Okay, let's go. Let's get the Emmy. Come on, Dolly. You can do it. We'll give that. We'll make sure that we have to get, got to get Dolly so she can have the Emmy on that. Right? We have... the outstanding supporting actress in a limited series or movie, Jean Smart, Mare of Easttown. Yeah, maybe she wins that. Jean Smart, let's get her Hacks, and let's get her Mare of Easttown. She deserves that, no question. I would love to see Jean Smart win that. And Evan Peters from Mare of Easttown on a limited series or movie. Great. What a great series. Guest actor in a comedy, and Alec Baldwin, SNL. Dave Chappelle, SNL. Morgan Freeman, The Kaminsky Method. Daniel Kaluuya, SNL. Daniel Levy, SNL. Can we please get it for Morgan Freeman and the Kaminsky Method, just so it doesn't go to SNL? Please be great. Thank you. Appreciate it. Guest actress in a drama. Guest actor in a drama. All right, we can get through the Emmys. And so there's a quick wrap-up of the Emmys, which I love. And so many of those shows are such great shows. It's incredible, and it's fun to watch, and I wish I had more time to watch shows than I do. So, all right, let's wrap this up, because I'm just going to go watch some more shows then, and I'll get back to you on it. All right? All right. Thanks for listening to Chewing the Fat.